Good afternoon, and welcome to KILJ's Focus Program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Every Sunday, we bring you an in-depth look at interesting events, news, and information. Mother's Day is celebrated on the second Sunday of May in the United States, and that would be today. As of today, Mother's Day has been celebrated for 112 years. President Woodrow Wilson officially established Mother's Day in 1914. It is the busiest day for restaurants and a massive day for phone calls. More phone calls are made on Mother's Day than any other day of the year. Carnations are the official flower, red and pink for living mothers, and white carnations for deceased mothers.
You might have a mom, she might be the bomb, but ain't nobody got a mom like mine. Her love's till the end, she's my best friend, ain't nobody got a mom like mine.
A Southeast Iowa mother, known for her love, support, and dedication to her family, has been named KILJ Radio's 2026 Mother of the Year. Shay Alter was selected following heartfelt nominations submitted by her children, who described a mother who constantly puts her family first while encouraging and supporting each of them every day. Her son Jamal wrote that Shay not only cares for her 10, 6, and 1-year-old children, but also continues to support him through college. KILJ's Allison Jacobs visited with Shay and her oldest son Jamal about showing up and motivation on those tough days.
So what made you decide to nominate your mom for the 2026 Mother of the Year competition?
Well, so we did it last year, and we did it get it a few years ago. Okay, we did it a few years ago, and we didn't get it, so we're like, okay, we'll try it again this year. Some of all three teams that have submitted a nomination request.
Awesome. And then what's something your mom does that deserves more appreciation? Maybe people don't know that she does it. What does she do that she goes above and beyond?
She has a lot of patience. The kids are really energetic, I'll say. And so she has a lot of patience to deal with all of them every day. It's really impressive.
Awesome. And then Shay, what was your reaction when you found out you were named the 2026 Mother of the Year?
I was actually, so when he, the day before, he was telling me he woke up because he just got back from college, and he was like, he woke up thinking that he's going to the CAF, which is the cafeteria. And I was like, no, you're home now. You got to cook your own breakfast. So I was like, okay, the next day, I was like, I'll just cook breakfast. So I was making eggs and pancakes while the 1-year-old was watching a show on TV. And then he came out and showed me his phone. I was like, then no, he didn't say anything. He just like showed me the phone. And then I read it and I was like, oh my God, for real. Like, I was shocked.
That's awesome. Good. So just a couple more questions for you. What does being a mom mean to you?
It means a lot. It means everything because, you know, growing up, my mom wasn't what a mom should be, I guess. And I lived with my grandparents and they were great. But, you know, it's like it's different when you don't have like your biological parents. So I always told myself I would never not be there for them. And I wanted to give them love and give them a life that I didn't have, like not just materialistic, but just showing up, just being supportive, just anything they want to do. I mean, I will make shirts on the Cricut. I would just anything to encourage them, to let them know that I'm there and I love them, and just to be supported pretty much.
Oh my goodness. No wonder that you won the 2026 Mother of the Year. You do so much for them.
I do a lot.
So how would you describe your family?
Busy. We are busy all the time. So my husband, he works a lot. So it's usually me at home with the kids. So Maverick does wrestling, dance, and now he's doing soccer. Jaya does wrestling, dance, and softball, and she's on a travel ball team. She actually won the girls AAU championship this year for wrestling.
Oh my goodness, congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And then, you know, 1-year-old that I'm still nursing, that one right there, she takes up a lot of time and energy. So
They say that nursing is like a 40-hour job in itself.
It is, especially with her, because she acts like it's going to leave her one day, which it is, but...
I know exactly what you mean.
But, like, yeah, we're always busy, but I try to keep, like, even with the kids, I try to say to them that your parents are not going to always be here. So I try to make sure they have a good relationship with each other. They support each other. They love each other. Because when we're gone, it's like, even if you're married and have other things going on in life, like, you still really have your core family, which is your siblings.
Yeah, absolutely. And then did you get a chance to read the nominations that they sent in for you?
Yes, I did. I actually helped Maverick with his
because,
you know, he's in first grade, so he's still getting that. He's at the point where he's still trying to put thoughts together to, like, write a paper because he can't write a paper.
Yes.
I did. I read Jaya's. She's in plus at Van Allen, so she's pretty good with, you know, being independent on her own. But I think I just read Jamal's yesterday.
Well, you saw then that your children spoke very highly of you. So what was it like when you got to read those words or hear those words from them?
I felt really good because sometimes, you know, as mothers, all you do is just, you're on a hustle and you don't really get a chance to know, like, you're not really sure if you appreciate it. But then it's those moments when they say little things or they'll write things and then you realize, like, okay, I know I'm doing good. It, to me, it's not so much for the appreciation. It's just the unsure of not knowing if I'm doing everything right. Or, you know, I'm always questioning, thinking, how can things be better? And the whole time it's already good.
Well, they always say that bad parents don't wonder if they're good parents. So that's a sign that you're a good parent. And I think them wanting to nominate you definitely shows that you're doing the right thing.
Thank you.
And then I also wanted to ask you, what's one of your favorite memories as a mom?
Literally, it may be, okay, it's really as simple as the day they was born.
Yep.
Each and every one of them is just them being born. It's just something about a new life and a new journey. And just remember seeing their face for the first time. And then with Maverick, we didn't know what he was until he was born.
Oh, wow.
And it was all four of them. It was just amazing just to see them and smell them. And
so what are you most proud of when it comes to your children?
You know, even the one-year-old, they're all, like, really smart and they're very intelligent. So I'm so proud of them, the way they are in public. I volunteer at the schools at Van Allen and Lincoln. So, you know, the teacher always telling me that how the kids are so good. And even when Jamal was here at school, like, everybody that comes in contact with him, they have nothing but good things to say about him. Like, just the way they are when they're not around me. That's what I'm proud of the most.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you've mentioned you volunteer, you take care of the kids, you take care of the house, you take care of your husband, you take care of yourself. How do you balance everything?
I still don't know. I just wake up and my feet hit the floor and I'm just, like, gone. I have a dry erase board, so I know what I'm doing for the day. I put things in my calendar and I know what I got going on for the day and I just get at it. Like, because if I think about it too much, then it gets overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So I have to just go and do it.
So what keeps you motivated on those tough days?
The fact that I know that in the end of the day, they'll be, like, cared for and they'll be happy. Just them being happy. I'm the type of person, I just do things just to make people happy. It's just, I don't know.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And then I guess you both can kind of answer this one. What's your favorite way to spend time together as a family?
Food.
Food is a good one.
We really like to go places and, like, try new places to eat. Like, we have a couple of trips coming up next weekend. So I did concerts with Jaya. We went to see Beyonce. With Jamal, we went to see a Lil Wayne concert. So Maverick really likes Bruno Mars. So next weekend, me and him are going to see Bruno Mars.
That's so cool.
We have a family trip to Disney World coming up in June. So we like taking trips, especially road trips too.
Yeah, that's a great way to spend time together. And then, do you have any special plans for Mother's Day?
I just want him to get his kids so I can sleep and do nothing.
I think that sounds like a wonderful Mother's Day.
But I have a busy week next week.
Well, thank you both for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
I just want to say thank you to you guys because, without the opportunity, they wouldn't be able to even nominate me, and I appreciate it.
As part of the recognition, Shay Alter received a $150 gift certificate to the Drake in Burlington. The restaurant partnered with KILJ Radio for the Mother of the Year promotion and continues to be a strong supporter of local moms and families throughout the region. Thank you for joining KILJ Radio for this week's Focus program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Have a great Mother's Day and a great week.